And here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in an emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can't. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMS text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak on the phone, to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911 and the message. Include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive, and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to people in distress when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters, big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you.
Hi, I'm DJ Firefly, the electronic music director here at WRCT. You know, Louis Armstrong once said that all music is folk music because he never heard a horse sing a song. So I invite you to check out the folk music on my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
After Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music.
I think for most of our listeners, the snow that arrived in Pittsburgh on January 25th and other parts of the country, like January 24th through the 27th, has started to actually melt. At my house, I can see green and gray grass. Well, Maggie, I know up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, it's not sudden melting yet. But anyway, when the snow starts melting, and it's February, my mind turns to baseball. Yes, pitchers and catchers have reported more and more people are showing up to work out, and the spring training games begin this week. Here's something from Pittsburgh band Slag Mountain celebrating Doc Ellis's no-hitter while he was tripping like a madman.
Morning, he was high in the Georgia. vice-president. And just like that, the ball would shrink to half its normal size. Then back again, twice as large, much to his surprise. Defense flashing leather, not them again pass. Runners on, but never home, out long, kept it last. Six turned into seven, seven and eight to nine. It's a tour out in San Diego.
Just a stick and a ball, and a neighborhood call, and a space big enough for a game. Third base is Eddie's old shirt. Second is Schmidt's Chevrolet. You know I had a shirt double. I was just rounding first when Schmidt's mom drove second away. And the grown-ups all sit on the doorsteps, watching us play in the street. And the evening feels lazy as softball as it comes at you slow, sure, and sweet. And it's one, two, three strikes, you're out. Two, three, four balls, you walk. The bases are loaded, I'm standing alone. Come on, give me a sweet one, now bring us all home. These are the best days I've ever known. Baseball on the block. And at night, we all listen to our radios, follow each twist of the game. We know all the numbers, we know all the teams, we know every player by name. All those kids who once played in the sand lots did all the stuff that we do with a ball. No, they're not that much different from you. And it's one, two, three strikes, you're out. Two, three, four balls, you walk. Bases are loaded, I'm standing alone. Come on, give me a sweet one, now bring us all home. These are the best days I've ever known. Baseball on the block. Strikes you out. Two, three, four balls you walk.
cases are loaded, I'm standing alone. Come on, give me it, sweet one, now bring us all home. These are the best days I've ever known. Baseball on the block. So Willie say, hey, don't you wanna play? Come on, meet me in the street afternoon. Give me low and away, and I'll hit him all day. To the man who lives up in the moon, to the man who lives up in the moon. Just a stick and a ball, a neighborhood call, space big enough for a game.
That you're pitching in San Diego tonight. We got to get you to the airport. So off Doc Ellis flew. His legs were a little bit wobbly. The rest of him was too. He took a taxi to the ballpark an hour before the game. Gave a half-assed explanation. Found the locker with his name. The organ in the upper deck played all the schmaltzy hits. You could hear it in the clubhouse while Doc was getting dressed. his sunglasses he reached for from his locker in the case. Doc Ellis put his jersey on, then he put them on his face. The time came to go on out there, down the corridor. The walls were a little bit wavy, there were ripples in the floor. He went out to the bullpen to do a bunch of stretches, loosen up a little, throw some warm-up pitches. All rose for the national anthem. People took off their hats. Fireworks were exploding and the cokes were already going flat. Doc was back there in the dugout, so many things to watch. Some players spit tobacco juice and others grabbed their crotch. Then the umpire hollered, play ball, so it came to be. Doc's Pirates batted first, and when they went down 1-2-3, Doc's catcher put his mask on and he handed Doc the ball. And it was 327 feet to the left and right field wall. Doc's Pirates took the field then, and Doc stood on the rubber, and he bounced a couple of pitches, then he bounced a couple of others. You might say about that day, he looked a little wild. The leadoff batter trembled, nobody knew why. Doc ever smiled. Well, you walk eight and you hit a guy, ooh, the things that people shout, especially the manager, but he did not take Doc out. Doc found himself a rhythm in a crazy little spin. Amazing things would happen when Doc Ellis zeroed in. Sometimes he saw the catcher, sometimes he did not. Sometimes he held a beach ball, other times it was a dot. Doc was tossing comets that were leaving trails of glitter. In the seventh inning stretch, he still had his no-hitter. So he turns to Cash, his buddy, says, I got a no-no going. Speaking the unspeakable, and he goes back out there throwing. Bottom of the ninth, he stood high upon the mound. Three more outs to go, he'd have his name in Cooperstown. Cannizzaro, he flied out to a loo. Then Kelly grounded out for Dean, and the shortstop yelled, that's a two. Must have been a madhouse, fans upon their feet, littler ones among them, standing on their seats. Well, that would have brought up Herbal, with Spezio pinch hit. He took a third strike looking, officially that was it. It was a lovely summer's morning, an off day in L.A. So thought one Doc Ellis, as he would later say.
In the background, you're listening to April Virch and her husband Cody Walters play Hobdie from their 2023 record Passages and Partings. That'll be the musical bed while I tell you about that last baseball set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program. Now you're going to say, didn't you play the same song twice? No, I played two different versions at the beginning and the end of the set. Now that I'm based out of Pittsburgh, yes, I've seen Bob Forsch pitch a no-hitter for the Cardinals back when I was a kid. And yes, all the teams I follow have had people throw no-hitters, but Doc Ellis is the only person I know of who pitched a no-hitter tripping. So I figured that that deserved both of the songs. We began with the new version, Slag Mountain, doing No-No for Doc from their new record, Slag Mountain. They're a Pittsburgh area band. Then John McCutcheon gave us Baseball on the Block from his 2011 record, Family Garden. Then Freddie Holt from a record called Take Me Out to the Ball Game that came out in 2003 gave us I Want to Be a Baseball Star. And then the last thing on the set was Chuck Brodsky's version of Doc Ellis's No-No. That's from his record, The Baseball Ballads, which came out in 2002. Can you imagine? I love the line in there. Sometimes the ball felt like a dot, and sometimes it felt like a beach ball. All right, enough of the silliness. Who's up next? Oh, let's see. If I push the right button, you're going to hear from Molly Venter and Eben Preisser, and they call themselves Goodnight Moonshine when they're performing together. And let's see, what did I pick out? I think I picked out All Night Band. Let's see what happens when I push this button.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I had my way, I'd say until the
to believe.
just a second.
In the background, you're listening to Ella Dawn Jenkins, who on stage goes by the name Ella Harp. And she's actually playing a harp she built and doing a tune she made up called George's. And that'll be the musical bed while we tell you about that last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program. We began with Goodnight Moonshine, Molly Ventner and Evan Pariser, doing All Night Band from their new record, Business Unusual. Then you heard from Melissa Carper and Theo Lawrence. Yeah, I've been playing that record a lot, haven't I? I like it, don't I? You heard Second Look. That's from their record, Having a Talk, which came out last year. Then we went back to 2021 for Jesse Milnes and Emily Miller doing the West Virginia Polka. And then we heard something brand new from M. Sparks, Michael Sparks, Two Sugars from his new EP, Fish Crow. Jerron Paxton and Dennis Lickman are going to be coming to Pittsburgh on February 28th for Calliope. And wherever you're listening, you make sure you support live music and good concert series. And I've got my favorite track from a little EP they put out several years ago. It's their really fun version of an old Bob Wills song.
But time changes everything. When you left, my poor heart was broken.
It was.
Our romance seemed all in vain.
I killed the romance.
Now the dark clouds have gone and there's blue skies again. 'Cause time changes everything. You. Mother Nature does wonderful things.
Getting it taken care of.
I guess it's true for me and for you that time changes everything. You can change an old song, rearrange it and make it swing.
It don't mean a thing.
I thought nothing would stop me from loving you, but time changes everything. So good luck to you and God bless you.
Thank you, baby.
I can't say I won't love again.
Better.
You've gone your way and now I'll go mine. 'Cause time changes everything.
listen to Russ Barenberg and Jesse Carr play Angel Band from the soundtrack to that television series that Ken Burns put together, The Civil War. Let me tell you about those last two songs and get you set up for our gospel set. Dennis Lichtman and John Paxton gave us Time Changes Everything from a 2021 record of theirs, Paxton and Lichtman. And they'll be in Pittsburgh on the 28th for Calliope House. And then you heard from the Early Mays doing the Ballad of Johnny Fall from their record, The Ballad of Johnny Fall. That came out in 2022. And they will be in Pittsburgh at the Sunny Hill Live Concerts on Friday, February 20th. February 20th, I'm sorry. Yeah. Anyway. Support live music wherever you are. And let's see, who the heck is up next? Oh. I didn't get the track queued up. Here comes Jim Ringer with a gospel number.
I wandered again the home of my childhood, where in life's early dawn I was happy and free, and I looked for my friends, but I never could find them.
I hope you enjoyed our gospel set here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots program, depending on where you are listening. Start off with Jim Ringer doing Rank Strangers. I played from a best of his work called The Band of Jesse James. Best of Jim Ringer that came out about 2010 on Rounder. Then the Gospel Stars did Give God a Chance from the great Gospel Stars classic album. Then the Soul Stirrers from back in 1965 gave us Mother, Don't Worry About Me. And last but not least, we heard from the Homeless Brothers, King Jesus Will Roll Away. Will roll all burdens away. King Jesus Will Roll All Burdens Away from their record Speaking in Tongues, which came out about the turn of the millennium. Well, I sure hope you enjoyed the entire Black Diamond Show or the Roots program. I am Mando Richard, and thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, you can always drop me a line on Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, at either Gmail or Yahoo. Hey, everybody, be well. Stay safe. Be kind to each other, no matter what other kind of music the other person listens to. I look forward to seeing you again next week on your radio.
Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
The Zombo in your brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Court's in session. Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m., only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Before we go any further, I should remind you that this weekend, you can tune in to WRCT's Massive Music Weekend. From Friday the 20th at noon to Sunday the 22nd at midnight, we'll be spinning six